Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a new survey. It's from the Wounded Warrior Project, and here's what it shows. It shows that a staggering number of veterans, U.S. veterans, recently contemplated suicide. Jennifer Silva is the chief program officer of the Wounded Warrior Project herself, a U.S. Army vet. Jennifer, there's no way to put it, but this is bad news.
Hi, yes. It is, while it does sound alarming, it's similar to what we expected. We at Wounded Warrior Project serve a portion of the population of veterans, as you mentioned, that live with the invisible wounds of war. And we asked this question just to tell us how serious the suicide problem is with veterans. That is why at Wounded Warrior Project, it's our largest focus area and largest investment with programs like our Warrior Care Network that focuses on relieving the symptoms of PTSD. We partner with top academic medical centers in Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, and Atlanta. And through the Warrior Care Network, a veteran receives more than 70 hours of clinical mental health care, really to help the resiliency of those veterans.
It didn't always used to be like this, though. There was a time for a long time that the military suicide rate was lower than it was in the civilian world. What changed?
Well, we've been at war for a long time, as everyone knows, but also the stigma has gone down. And so people are talking about it, which is, that is a good thing. So the reporting of their feelings about self-harm, et cetera, are going up. And some of that, like I said, is good news because the stigma has gone down. I mean, we need to increase our investment in mental health resources across the country for both veterans and the general population. But we hope that it's a sign that that they are asking for more help.
As you know, I'm sure, during the years, many vets have complained about the medical treatment that they get at vet hospitals. Some like their hospital, some don't. So the report cards are kind of all over the map. When it comes to suicide and thoughts of suicide, are these vets getting adequate treatment, mental health treatment, at vet hospitals?
Well, part of the problem is they're unaware of where to go sometimes. We need to get more veterans into the VA, the Veterans Administration care system. The alarming rate that is thrown around, 20 or 22 veterans committing suicide per day, most of those are not receiving care with the Veterans Administration. And so I do think there are sometimes varied levels of care for veterans, but in the most part, the VA, along with others like Wounded Warrior Project, are working really hard to increase those the care for PTSD and anxiety and depression for our veterans.
I'm going to ask you to repeat that number, because I think it's really a staggering number when you think about it, and I want people who are listening to this to better absorb that. How many per day did you say?
There are two numbers that are kind of thrown around, 20 per day or 22 per day. With most of those, I believe it's 16 that are not in the veterans' healthcare system. That's a problem.
When is the most crucial period for people? Is it right when you're trying to transition back to civilian life, leaving the military?
That can be a very upsetting time for veterans, and we have found that the first 90 days can be really tough, and so we work with other organizations to make sure that they know about organizations that are there for them once they're not active duty anymore and they are veterans. But sometimes at Wounded Warrior Project, we have almost 60 warriors and family members signing up per day. And some of those are 5-6 years after they served. They tried to navigate things on their own and found that they needed some assistance. And so I would say those first 90 to 180 days are really critical, and then sometimes 5 or 6 years afterwards.
Jennifer Silva, Chief Program Officer of the Wounded Warrior Project, herself an Army vet. Jennifer, thank you.
Shocking and sad story.